some of the findings that we had in this report.
Juan, we're going to link to your report. Juan Gonzalez co-wrote the report, Fuerza Mexicana, the past, present, and power of Mexicans in Chicagoland for the Great Cities Institute at UIC. That does it for our show. Juan is also the author of Harvest of Empire, History of Latinos in America. Happy birthday, Hannah Elias. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Hey, we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
Op-ed piece she just wrote for The Times. Her headline, Harris is good on abortion rights. Now she needs to take it to 11. Do you agree with this?
I do think that we are in a time where we have to not just look at where we are. We have to think about where we want to go. Right. And what we have been saying for many, many years is that we know that a federal right to abortion is necessary, but access is even more imperative. And so when we think about the state of where we are in this country, knowing that we don't have the federal right and we were already suffering from lack of access to abortion care, we have to think about this at the next level. How do we make sure that we're not only creating the opportunities for legislation that creates a federal right to be achieved, but that we are expanding access?
We have to leave it there. Monica Simpson, executive director of Sister Song, and Ziva Branstetter, editor at ProPublica. We'll link to both your pieces. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Chance. This is This Just In, the show where I play you the newest music to come across my desk this week. And I started out with a very interesting question, I think, which is, when does the evening start? I'm guessing it's just afternoon, but I want to continue to say good evening on my show. So can we all just, you know, catch up and make it so 1 p.m. is now evening? I feel like between 12 and 1 is afternoon now, and 1 p.m. is the evening. So, folks, update your calendars to match what I'm on, because it's the afternoon, evening. Yeah, you're tuned into This Just In. It's CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You can always give me a ring, 613-533-CFRC. The show to bring you the newest music to come across my desk this week. I am Chance, and I've got some tracks for you today that I think you're going to find interesting. I also have a guest in the studio who I will introduce later. But for now, I want to get right into the music. So we've got some tracks. One has been stuck in my head. I was talking about it last week. It's been stuck in my head, and I hope people aren't sick of it just yet. And we're actually going to listen to two tracks from this album, but it's JRCG with the album Grim Iconic Sadistic Mantra that came out on Sub Pop last month. And I've been listening to it the whole time. So I really hope you guys enjoy it, because I know I do. It's noisy, kind of poppy, very out there for sure. And I really like, you know, the artists and what they've been doing. They're out of Tacoma. Justin R. Cruz. And like I said, okay, the description here says it's total chaos. I'd agree. Total chaos mixed into glints of broken glass beauty. Born out of Tucson, Arizona. Experienced culture shock as a child after relocating to the frigid climes of the Pacific Northwest. You know what? If this music doesn't sound exactly like that, I don't know what to tell you. Get into it. You're tuned into This Just In. This is JRCG with 34 and Dog Ear. Stay tuned. Thank you.
message is intended for Guy.
Thank you. Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit KingstonWritersFest.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM has opened applications for its 2024-2025 Musicians in Residence program. Young and emerging artists are encouraged to apply to use CFRC studio space as an incubator to create new music, perform it live on air with video simulcast, take part in industry-related workshops for bands who are just starting out, and get paid. Learn more and apply today at CFRC.ca.
Kick your shoes off at the door.
Looking for free and credible resources to help you navigate the online world safely and responsibly? Mediasmarts.ca has all kinds of quick and easy-to-use tools waiting for you. From learning how to protect your privacy to verifying and fact-checking information and navigating AI, Mediasmarts offers games, quizzes, articles, and guides for all ages. Learn how to spot fake news with the help of the House Hippo. Think critically about the media we love and find ways to be informed and active online. Visit Mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital world.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Accessibility is a human right. That means ensuring the places we work, live, and play are able to be accessed and enjoyed by everyone. As a radio station, that means ensuring our staff and volunteers are able to access the radio station, use production and broadcast equipment, and feel a sense of safety and inclusion as they do. It also means ensuring content is accessible to listeners and the general public. It's the responsibility of all Canadian workplaces to ensure an inclusive and accessible environment for everyone. For more information, check out hashtag Accessible Radio.
Yes, yes, folks, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Chance. I am your host this evening. I do have a special guest with me, but again, we will get to that in a bit. So hold your horses just for a moment, please. So yeah, you're listening to CFRC. We had our annual general meeting last night, and I don't want to bore you, but it was a great time. There was tons of participation, and I was saying to folks here at the station, I really hope it's a good sign of things to come. The amount of people that came out, it was fantastic, and it was just so great seeing everyone's face all at the same time. You know, people pop in and out here at the station constantly throughout the week. So getting everyone to kind of congregate for one thing, even though it was an annual general meeting, which again, if you haven't been to one, Godspeed. But it was a really great time, and I wanted to thank the grad club for hosting it and letting us, you know, participate in their turning a new leaf after summer closure. I hope they're doing well. Anyways, I have a track for you right here. We're gonna see because it's from Delicate Steve, and I love Delicate Steve. So we're gonna see how it is, because it's hit or miss. Okay, it's really hard with like this, you know, instrumental kind of nostalgia rock, like almost surfy, not really surfy stuff. So we'll see. You know, I'll let it speak for itself. This is "Walking" by Delicate Steve on CFRC 101.9 FM.
shame. I felt alive again, felt alive today. Hey, hey, I can't say my thoughts are fake and my lines are straight. But it all starts from the top, then it takes a while till it hits the bottom. I'll be at your call, floating around till I dissolve, till I dissolve, till I dissolve. Hey, hey, it's all strange, but I'll laugh it off and you'll brush it under. Hey, hey, we could wait, but my time is off and you got another place to be late to. And I won't forget again till I dissolve, till I dissolve, till I dissolve. And now I can tell it's over, for not likely to expect any more. Well, till I dissolve, we can evolve. If I was wrong, the hell with it all. Till I dissolve, 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 till I dissolve. Really matters, nothing really matters.
Is it all just a dream? Is it all in my mind? I'm stuck in between the real world and real good times. Welcome to humankind. Surprise! All right, that's life. To humankind.
Have you ever had pink eye? Did you know birds can get it too?
Birds can get sick from eating from a dirty bird feeder.
Bacteria and mold can develop inside of a feeder if it's not cleaned regularly.
Do your part and clean your bird feeder with a weak solution of bleach, allowing it to dry, then refilling with new bird seed.
If you come across a hurt bird, please call Sandy Pines.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot Alphabet Soup.
Till you punch me in my mouth. Wasn't very long that we were together before I found out. I was just sitting there in the dentist chair where I got my first crown. When you're young, you think you know a thing or two about love. Secrets is fun, and that's why I couldn't tell anyone about us.
Gaslight, I can see everything that's wrong with me. Sleeping on your sister's couch, I'm tired of you acting out.
Died on the floor. I was hiding under a pool table when I found out what name was. Say you rather go to hell and you'll kill yourself if I ever walk down. That's why I couldn't tell anyone about us.
Your fears through the wall, from my down on the lawn, yelling it.
being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Folks, that's right. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Chance. We were just listening to a track from Veronica Lewis. Before that was some Maggie Andrew. And before that was Hot Mud, Cloaks, and Delicate Steve. Oh boy, that was a lot of music. But you know what? I'm here to introduce my newest co-host today. Eddie, tell him about yourself.
What's up? I'm a first year at Queens University. I'm taking music.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I'm specifically in the Sonic Arts specialization. Shout out to all my Sonic Arts peeps.
And shout out to lovely CFRC legend Matt Rogalski.
Oh, yeah. He's super cool.
Professor, I imagine you say Professor Rogalski.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. So as a first year student, how are you enjoying Queens thus far?
Queens is awesome, actually.
That's a crazy thing to say after 2.5 weeks. I'm going to call you out on that. To declare something is awesome, it's so early still.
That's true, but like...
Sorry.
Everything I've experienced so far is pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
The Sonic Arts Studio, so many buttons to press, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. So what made you interested in Sonic Arts specifically?
Well, I took this theater tech class in high school, which introduced me to all the beat boops of music.
Yes.
And I kind of wanted to continue.
That's sweet. Did you work on any productions?
They did do Annie.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I feel like that's a high school classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've brought it up a million times on the show, but I did Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I played bass for that. Awesome. And guess what is the only instrument that plays the whole 3 hours of the show?
Oh, my goodness.
It's bass, and we did 9 of them.
Holy moly.
I was not doing well the end. But my fingers, I was in so much pain.
Oh,
but
yeah. Your fingers. No.
My fingers, permanent calluses now, so... You know what? If you asked me to do it now, I would just say no. I'm not gonna kid you. I wouldn't take that up. But yeah, so Sonic Arts. If you want to explain that to the folks at home, if you want to explain that to the folks at home, I think some people that might be a completely new term.
So like, it's a new specialization in the BMuse Music Queens program.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's new, there's only 5 of us, including me. So that's kind of wild.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. And it's like mostly focusing on the technology side of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, is it a lot of electronics that you're working with? Be working with,
like, mixers and recording programs like Reaper.
Yeah, classic. Yeah. I love Reaper.
Oh yeah.
For our listeners, Reaper's a free program that's always been free and will forever be free. And I love the people that put so much time and effort into it to make it run and work as well as possible. It's a beautiful program. I've been using it for 10 years, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. For the listeners at home, the look on your face was just like, who's this old guy? But yeah, no, that sounds super cool. Like, I love the different stuff at Queens. Have you worked at, like, when I think of Sonic Arts, have you made music or performing arts stuff? Have you done those things?
Well, every Tuesday we do like this improv session with all the composition and Sonic Arts kids.
Whoa.
And we kind of just like get prompts or whatever and make stuff off of that.
That is incredibly cool. Hey, what's that called?
We call it improv night. Kind of basic.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I should have figured. No, that sounds super sweet. I don't know if you knew this, and I've talked about it on the show a bunch, but since you're new here, me and Mikey Bulos, who runs the show No Static on Monday nights, have done a lot of like noise shows together. So improvisational drone and static and really abrasive hurt your ears type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. I absolutely love it. So it'd be super neat if there's ever a chance for me to go to that improv thing and just like soak it all in. I would be so happy. Is it open to... It's not open to the public.
It's not, but I think you'd have some special access.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually. I would like that a lot. But yeah, I got here a new track from Chieftain Magnifique.
Ooh.
We're gonna see how it is. It says goth rock, so I figured, you know, what better way to cap off this conversation than with something a little dark? We were too chipper, so we gotta bring it back down. This is Chieftain Magnifique with Anxietica on CFRC 101.9 FM. And a big round of applause. Eddie's first time here.
Woo.
On air. Huge round of applause.
Yippee.
It's not very huge. It was a really quiet round of applause. Okay, sorry. Okay, we're moving on. Keep it locked, folks. CFRC 101.9 FM.
To the official 1984 sesquicentennial song. Rochester has a unique and varied cultural history, so what better way to celebrate it than by listening to the music written, published, and performed by Rochesterians. We hope this musical journey stimulates further interest in the rich heritage of our city, enhances the civic pride among its people, and fosters a spirit of working together to make Rochester a truly great city. Let our spirits show. Thank you.
watching me from behind.
Traces of somewhere in your eyes. Fall of a teardrop, no landslide. Missing no one in an ice, yeah. Fly with a good friend at your side. Love in the silence, no surprise. Off on the moment, feel alive, alive. I hope this world you choose is happy.
All you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the recital hall, concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.